Hello, good afternoon. Is there Linda Nargis?
Yes, what can I do for you?
I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. Just a moment.
Okay,
so in this case, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes, I'm 75.
Okay, thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
50-50.
Okay, thank you. What is your age you mentioned?
75.
Okay, thank you so much. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I'm Caucasian.
Okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
About 3.
Okay.
Yep.
Now I am going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. So Joe Biden as president?
Maybe on some issues.
Okay, so you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Would that be a strongly or a somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman?
I approve of her.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. And Donald Trump as former president?
0.
All right. Sorry, I couldn't hear you properly.
0 for Trump.
Okay, thank you. Sherrod Brown as senator?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I am going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that, okay, please? So, Joe Biden?
What was the answer, strongly?
In this case, you have to tell me if you have a good impression, a favorable or unfavorable impression for the institution or person that I'm going to tell you.
Favorable.
Okay, so would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable for Joe Biden?
Somewhat.
Thank you.
Somewhat.
For Derek Merrin?
I don't know who he is.
Okay, no worries. First Energy?
I know nothing about it.
Okay, thank you. And Marcy Kaptur?
Oh, favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Democrats in Congress?
I know nothing of that.
Okay, so in this case, and would be never heard.
Yeah.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
Never heard.
Okay, thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Not sure.
Okay, in this case, thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Independent F. Kennedy.
Kennedy, okay. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Unsure.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Sherrod Brown, okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Marcy Kaptur.
Okay. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt?
I don't know either. I don't know about him.
Okay. So you would say there is a chance or no chance?
I'm unsure. I haven't seen anything about him.
Okay, no worries. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it is true, please say so.
Marcy Kaptur is from Toledo, Ohio. She's Polish. I'd vote for her.
Okay, so in this case, it'll be much less likely, somewhat less likely, or no difference, more likely or not true?
Untrue?
Not true.
That's right.
Okay, thank you so much. In this case, now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes...
Wait a minute. I don't know nothing about them, so it doesn't make a difference. I know nothing about them.
Okay, I understand. In this case, I just need you to read the statement. Okay, so I'm going to be real quick. Okay, thank you. Okay, so nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merritt even voted no on that. So in this case, you would say much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely or not true?
Not true.
Not true. Thank you. Derek Merritt wrote a bill that would define that the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merritt's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even fine them, punishable by death. Merritt's bill would also force doctors to re-implant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. And so in this case, you would say which one? Those are the same answer options you have.
I disagree with him.
Okay, so you would say much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
Less likely.
Okay, so somewhat or much less?
Much less.
Okay, thank you. In the state legislature, Derek Marion supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marion would stand with those who voted to get Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age. So you would say which one?
Less likely.
Okay, much less or somewhat?
Much less. How many more questions do we have to do?
Right now I was going to say that. Thank you so much for your time. Right now we are almost done. Basically, we have right now more than 80% completed, so I really appreciate it. I'm going to try to be quicker, okay? So in the state legislature, Derek Marion sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. So which one would you say?
Doesn't make a difference to me. I don't care.
Okay, and as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marion wrote legislation to end mandatory lead PIP testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save money, some money. Even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. So which one you would say?
Less likely, I guess that's it.
Okay, much likely, much less likely, or more likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. And the last one, it says, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marion was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we fought the bill for Marion's corruption. Which one you would say?
Less likely.
Okay, thank you. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marion, or would you still vote for Marion?
He's a person, not a Republican. I look at the morals and what he does.
Okay.
Likely I would not vote for him.
Okay, so you just don't support him.
I'm sorry?
You mentioned you basically just wouldn't vote for him, right?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, so I'll ask again, if the general elections for us, for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marion?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you so much. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marion?
His background of putting things down for no.
Okay, so the background.
Yep.
Okay, and what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a college education, 4 years.
Okay.
And I also have a 2-year degree.
Okay, so in this case, you would say that would be some college or...
No, a degree in college.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, and how important is politics to your personal identity?
It's not important.
Okay, not too important or not important at all?
Not important at all.
Okay, and in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I don't recall.
So you didn't vote?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Got it. And, okay, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very, very much for your participation. We really appreciate your opinion and the time you spent with me, okay? So have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.